Good morning, friends. This is Candace from Autism One Radio. Today, my guest is Mark Axelson, and he's with healthandmed.com. And he has an ionic foot bath, and he's going to explain to us how it works and how do we know if we have toxins, Mark. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, thank you. Well, we manufacture the Ionize Me brand of ionic detox foot bath systems. And the fact that it has the word detox in it means that we are taking toxins out of the body. Some people wonder, well, do I need to take toxins out of my body? And the answer is, well, we all accumulate toxins throughout our lifetimes because of what we eat, what we drink, and what we breathe, it is inevitable that we receive toxins into our body. Also, over time, medications and other chemicals we take into our bodies are also stored in our cells, and these accumulated toxic cells, over time, they cause sickness and disease. It's actually well known that all cancer and diabetic patients are highly acidic, and it is estimated, now get this, okay, this might surprise you, but it is estimated that mature adults have over 5 pounds of these acid wastes stored in their bodies. Can you believe it?
That's crazy.
If we have that much waste in our bodies, we'll be healthier if we get rid of them.
So does that come from things like sugar and coffee?
Yep, sugar and coffee, they contribute to the overall health of body and the overall ability for your body to remove toxins. So anything that makes your body healthier interferes with your body's function of removing toxins. If you're not staying healthy, it'll all be affected. Everything's connected is what I'm saying. So here's the question. How can you tell if your body is not functioning properly? Some people have more toxins than others. Some people's bodies are functioning worse than others. But here's some signs to consider and ask yourself the question. Do you have constant fatigue? Okay, you might be sleeping well, but you struggle just to get through the day. Your body might be struggling to release the toxins that you're taking in daily inside your body. So you might drink, coffee, like you said, cola drinks, energy drinks, trying to get to that needed energy, but in essence, you're only making the problem worse. Your low level of energy could be the response to hormone disruptions that are disrupting your immune system. Another idea. Weight gain, stubborn weight gain. It can be super difficult for anyone to lose weight. Even if you are exercising daily and cutting back on your calories and still putting on the pounds, you ever heard of anybody with that problem? Well, the problem may be a hormonal issue. And it's true that our natural hormone functions can be greatly affected by the toxins in our bodies from the foods we have eaten and other healthcare products. And what we need to do is detox our bodies and make some changes in our diet to give the body a chance to recover. Okay, another sign of toxins, bad breath. Okay, some people you might have noticed have much worse breath than other people. This is a sign of what we call halitosis. You can brush your teeth on a regular basis and gargle with all sorts of mouthwash, but it doesn't help. Well, that can be related to infected gums and could be due to digestive problems. And it's important to drink water. However, you may also have a toxic liver that's struggling to eliminate the toxins that are stored in your body. Until you find out the cause, you might have not as many close friends.
Right.
Okay. Another want to consider is constipation. If you've got constipation, every time you have a bowel elimination, you're getting rid of toxins and poisons from your bodies. Did you know that we need to have bowel eliminations at least once or twice a day?
Yeah, I knew that. You know, our kids with autism struggle with constipation.
Yeah,
it's a big issue at our house.
And I have known some people who go 3 or 4 days longer without a bowel movement, constipation. And when those fecal wastes remain in the body, toxins are reabsorbed, and it can cause headaches, fatigue, joint aches, pain throughout the body. And, I mean, you think that eating fruits is healthy, but most likely most of the fruits have been sprayed with pesticides, and your body's absorbing them. And we also ingest toxins from any processed foods and preservatives. Another one. Some people are really sensitive to scents. I definitely have friends like this. So today's manufactured products use many different types of fragrances, which can contain harmful chemicals, meaning they're chemicals. Your body might be fighting to get rid of toxic overloads. And a sign of this is if your stomach gets upset from different smells, or you suddenly have a headache after smelling a certain fragrance. That happens. Now, some people also just have a constant muscle ache or pain in their joints. Now, it is natural to have muscle spasm. On a regular basis, it can be due to toxins in the joints and muscles. And lastly, I'd like to mention skin reactions. Some people get acne, rashes, boils, and other skin irritation. It can be a toxic overload in your body. Your skin kind of demonstrates what's going on in your body. It's an outward sign. Acne, especially in the youth, can be from toxic overload due to the foods we eat. And then there's puffy eyes, eczema, psoriasis. These can also be signs that you've reached your toxic limitation and you're at an overload. Okay, so those are some of the signs that your body is not functioning properly. Now, we actually have something called a toxic buildup test. It's just this questionnaire. I think there are a couple dozen questions. Oh, we've increased it to 35 questions now. And the answer yes or no will tell you how much toxic buildup. I'm not going to go over the whole test, but questions like, do you experience brain fog, lack of concentration, poor memory, or confusion? Yes or no. Do you crave or eat sugary snacks, candies, or desserts? Yes or no. Do you feel sleepy after meals, bloated or gassy? Do you experience heartburn or indigestion? And it goes on and on. So based on this test, this questionnaire, we can find out how serious your toxin problem is. Now, some people ask, what are the health benefits of ionic detoxification? Our company has actually been around for a dozen years plus, and we did a survey back in 2009 of 126 users of our ionic detox systems. We asked them what kind of health benefits they or their clients receive from using the systems. The number one answer was pain relief. Number one was pain relief. So out of 126 users, 42 of them said when they did ionic detox, they had less pain, joint stiffness, headaches, foot pain, and they also, the second biggest answer was they felt an increase of energy. Next was improved sleep, improved digestion, decreased swelling, circulatory system improvement and reduced weight, skin improvement, and emotional improvement, and a lot more improvement. And basically, if you start taking toxins out of the body, amazing things will happen. some doctors have used ionic detox on, you know, a couple thousand patients. Some of our healthcare practitioners, they might do, you know, 8 to 10 ionic detox sessions a day in their clinics, and some amazing things you'll hear. And here at Health and Med, we get so excited and happy when we hear the amazing stories of our customers getting healing. I still remember.
How long has ionic foot bath been around?
Not forever. They became popular around probably the 1980s is when they started getting the most popular. But
there's been plenty of time for studies and there's been time for studies.
However, it's not something that very many companies are willing to spend money on research studies. So there are studies, and I would like to talk in more details about the studies later on in a different interview perhaps. But we could use more studies. I tell you what, the best study is how do you feel? How do you feel after receiving the treatment? I guarantee you that from the amazing experiences that our customers tell us on the phone when they call in, the ionic detox is way more effective than the placebo effect. I remember one time there was when we first started selling the machines, there was this brother and sister. Their entire lives, they had this condition. I forgot what it's called, but it's where your palms are always sweaty. So if you shake somebody's hand, it's got sweaty hands all the time. Well, they actually put their hands in the ionic detox machine and did treatments, and sure enough, it went away. So here are some of the things that ionic detox is particularly well known for. Removal of heavy metals, removal of Roundup, also just, you know, well, autism. We actually have great information on how it has helped kids with autism. There's been some good math, and we decided to do our own study as well. But before I get into that, I should explain to you a little bit about how ionic detox works, because there could be different ways of removing toxins from the body. Why ionic detox? Well, this is how it works. Ionic detox works basically by splitting water up into its various possible components through the process known as electrolysis, in which a direct electrical current is applied to the water. H2O is split up into oxygen, hydrogen, electrons, and different combinations of these. But the core benefit of this electrolysis that we are interested in is the formation of a hydrogen anion, or a hydrogen atom with an extra electron attached to it. Why? Well, to understand that, we need to realize that with ionic detox, we're fighting against excess free radicals in the body. Candace, so free radicals, some people don't know about those, but they're unstable chemicals formed in the body during normal life, normal metabolism or exposure to environmental toxins in our air, food, and water. Free radicals generate energy and fight infections, but when we have too many free radicals, they attack our healthy cells, causing them to age prematurely.
It's like oxidation?
Same thing, yep, oxidation. So the free radicals are positively charged. They've lost an electron, making them extremely unstable and reactive. They can be extremely dangerous because they rupture bonds in cells, biomolecules, and leave the biomolecules missing an electron, therefore becoming a new free radical. It's like a chain reaction. So several disease states, in fact, including certain forms of cancer, may be attributable to free radicals. Okay, so once the negative hydrogen ions are introduced via ionic detox through the many thousands of pores in the feet, okay, that's what happens. You put your feet in a tub of water. The water gets ionized. Then because you have so many pores in your feet, the ions are circulated throughout the body through the pores of the feet first. So they act as antioxidants, the negative hydrogen ions, which means they lose electrons easily. It's this process that neutralizes the free radicals. So negative hydrogen ions act as supercharged free radical scavengers. So once a free radical is neutralized, it can be moved out of the tissues through osmosis, and the body's natural detoxification process can easily eliminate it through its normal ways: urination, defecation, and perspiration. You see, Candace, ionic detox is not doing something to the body that it doesn't, that is unnatural. Ionic detox merely serves to help your body's normal detoxification process work more effectively.
And so it can't hurt you. I mean, you're not, it's a treatment that doesn't really have a negative effect.
No, I've never heard of, the only negative effect could be, if your body is toxic and you try to remove toxins too quickly, then you can actually have a detox reaction. And so it would only be if it's still doing something good for the body, but your body might not be ready for it. So in the cases of kids with complex conditions or autism, then in those cases, we have to use the easier protocol and work them into it slowly. So the kids with autism have a completely different protocol than kind of regular folks, regular
healthy adults,
average healthy adults.
Yeah, I mean, I see so many on this list, like the sensory, being sensitive to sensory, the eczema, the skin conditions, the digestive problems, even weight gain. And, you know, my son complains about headaches and, you know, so just about everything on this list affects my son. I mean,
absolutely.
He suffers from all this. So, and I know that, you know, I mean, he'll go 3 or 4 days without using the bathroom. So I know it's really dangerous.
Yes. So we have to treat persons like your son differently and take it slow and easy and work them into it. However, we're finishing up our research study on Ionizme Max and kids with autism. And wow, we did not expect the results to be this good. They're much better than expected. here's what we're doing in our research study. So we're using the ATEC, or the Autism Treatment Evaluation Tool, for measuring improvement. It is the parent's opinion of different measures of autism is what we're measuring in the study, which is even more scientific, it turns out, than doing things like blood tests to measure autism. It's the most scientific way that we know. So in the ATEC, it is a standard, widely used questionnaire that everybody in our community respects.
Well, let's just let our listeners know where to find that ATEC questionnaire. And that's at the Autism Research Institute. You can go online there to the Autism Research Institute and find the ATEC, and you can take that test.
Exactly. Yep, that's correct. So,
and a lot of places that treat kids with autism want you to do that ATEC score before they start.
Right. Same thing with our study. In our study, we have them take the tests before the first ionic detox and then take it once a month and take it a total of four times. So the ATEC asks questions like, I'll just give you some examples, like speech and language. It asks, like, does the child have the normal ability to communicate, to carry on a good conversation? Can the child use several successive sentences? And then another aspect is sociability. Do they care if they're liked? Are they sensitive to other people's feelings? Do they smile? Do they lack friends or companions? Do they have temper tantrums? Then we measure sensory and cognitive awareness, like are they curious and interested? Can they dress themselves? Do they show imagination? Are they aware of danger? Are they aware of their environment? And then lastly, health and physical behavior. Are they sensitive to pain or not? Some are not.
He'll get hurt. I'll have no idea until I see the wound.
Gosh.
Very odd.
So each child is different. Some have repetitive movements. Some get agitated. Some shout or scream. Some have seizures. Okay, so these are the type of things that we're measuring. Okay, so I am pleased to report to you our results to date. I've never told anybody else these results. You're the first one, Candace.
Awesome.
This is based on the first 17 kids between the ages of, I'd say, 4 and teenagers. They're kids of all different ages. There are 17 that have completed the entire study. Plus, we have quite a few more that are still finishing up the study. But so far, here's what we found in the 17 kids. Their ATEC score decreased for speech and language by 41% on average. Sociability ATEC score decreased by 47%.
Wow.
Sensory and cognitive awareness decreased 60%. Health and physical score decreased by 63%. And the total ATEC score among 17 study participants, their ATECs went down by 57%.
Wow.
So that means that their autism is reduced. Most of the people in the study, their autism is reduced.
That's amazing.
But that's just the numbers. Now I'd like you to hear some of the parent comments. This was a 14-year-old boy. His psychiatrist, after being in the study, his psychiatrist said that he was smiling during the meetings, something he hasn't seen in many, many years. And he's interacting with friends at school. He actually has friends. He's happier now than he's been since second grade, which was 7 years previous. Another one, a 5-year-old. Now he's happy and giggly, more compliant. He seems to be more aware, responding, interacting. He actually initiated a game of catching and throwing the ball for the first time ever. His mother said, "I'm so proud of him. I see him so much clearer, calm, and showing that he's making cognitive gains like remembering the code to the iPad, drawing a stick figure." A 6-year-old now initiates activities, requesting things in a sentence, which is totally new, approaching new people, doing great at school and learning math. Okay, we actually had a 21-year-old too, and the parent says he's really on these days. He's very happy and with it, and every day we're hearing new phrases that are so appropriate, and he's shown improvement in almost every area with regards to autism. Another 6-year-old, the mother said he's calming down. He's night toilet trained during the first month of the study, and he read aloud during school with a clear voice. A 5-year-old with sleeping issues practically went away after week 5 in the study. A 6-year-old had verbal skills that were a lot better, so that his teachers noticed. So those are a few comments I just thought I'd share with you. That's not all. I can't go into it, but wow.
Yeah, I know. I mean, when our kids feel better, they're happy. I mean,
and so is their families.
They'll calm down. They won't be freaking out all the time. They won't be throwing temper tantrums and having behavior. I mean, they're probably in a huge panic because they just don't feel good.
Right. And
I mean, I'm just saying from my experience with my own son.
Mm-hmm. And how does that affect the rest of your family?
Well, it's, you know, upside down.
Yeah.
You know, it affects everybody in one way or another.
Mm-hmm. And then, because the parents are spending so much effort taking care of their kids with autism and worrying about them, they sometimes neglect their own health and well-being.
Well, not only that, but, you know, my daughter was an infant, and she was literally on her own because I was trying to manage my son's behavior. She was, you know, I mean,
wow.
I hate to say neglected, but, I mean, we have to look out for our other kids, too, and this takes such time away from our other children.
Right.
Just trying to get stable.
Yes. Well, I would like to encourage everyone listening to learn more on our website, healthandmed.com, where we have different Ionic Detox foot bath systems available for sale, and also the entire blog section, which has educational information regarding Ionic Detox. During another time that I speak to you, I'd like to tell you more about what makes our machine different and better than all the rest on the market.
All right. Yeah, what I'd like to do is have a series of interviews, and we can go into the research studies and the results from. So you said you had 17 kids that had already finished the study.
Yes.
So you have quite a few more, and then we can that are about to finish, and we can talk about those results.
Yes.
So
I'm also looking for a doctor to help us to publish the research study. So if any of the listeners have any ideas for me on that, we are looking for a partner medical practitioner that would be interested in helping us to publish this study so that more of the world can know about ionic detox and its benefits.
Okay. Does it have to be an MD? Can it be a PhD?
No, we'll take a PhD too.
Okay, we know lots of PhDs.
Good.
Some are retired and might be wanting to get back into helping kids. I was going over a study that a PhD had written regarding toxins and autism. So,
yep.
And he's retired and he's writing.
Oh. Yeah, so. we're looking for the right person to help us out. And in addition to that, we'll probably be doing another study on ionic detox and autism that is more of a controlled study with placebos and double blind. And we also have plans to do other studies in the future, such as heavy metals and also remove and testing the amount of Roundup in the body and other studies.
Yeah, so on your website we can find supplements. And now when you do an ionized foot bath, do you have to take supplements along with it, or is there a piggyback protocol or something?
There's a few things that everybody should be doing when they're detoxifying their body. One is they should be drinking plenty of water. That's important. And another thing that happens is when during the process of detoxifying the body, it can also deplete the body of minerals along with toxins. So therefore, it is highly recommended that a person take a good mineral supplement when doing ionic detox. We have a couple that we recommend. For most people, we recommend the Concentrace Trace Mineral Drops, which is found on our website. And these drops have not just normal minerals, but they have some of the less well-known minerals that your bodies also need in very trace amounts. And then for kids with autism or complex conditions, we recommend Chelate Mate, which is specifically designed for kids with complex conditions. And it is recommended to take minerals every day. Ionic detox doesn't necessarily need to be done every day. At most, 5 days a week in the study. The average person, you know, every other day is plenty. But the minerals and drinking water, every day.
Okay. Well, this is very good, and I can't wait to talk to you again. So we're going to say goodbye to our listeners, unless you'd like to add something else while we're here. But I am going to pick up this interview again, probably in the next week or so, if that suits you. And we'll
I'd like to
more.
Wish our – thank you. I'd like to just wish the listeners a happy and healthy new year.
Yes, absolutely. And many blessings.
Yes.
All right. So thank you so much, Mark. Just hang on the call, and I will say goodbye to our listeners.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, everybody. Go to healthandmed.com. And this is Mark Axelson talking with us today with the ionized foot bath. Be well. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.